contact DS Services now to book your project appointment early because 2019 slots are already being reserved. They handle the complete project from expert site design to a turnkey farm or commercial grain storage and handling system. DS Services thanks their many customers for their business and support. DS Services encourages all school athletics.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom that has 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the new Ruger AR-450 and exclusive Motto 77 Hawkeye 450. Your choice, only $799.95. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake, only $499.95. Randy's Hunting Center can drill and tap your slug guns, mountain boar sight scopes, offers custom sight in service, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Visit the website randyshuntingcenter.com and check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the East End of Bad Axe. Call 269 Guns, 989-269-GUNS.
D&M Cabinet Shop has beautiful outdoor cabinetry for you. WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry is waterproof and weather-resistant. With three beautiful colors for you to choose from, four stylish door designs, and an array of handles, your outdoor cabinets will be able to withstand anything Mother Nature can throw at them. Pounding rain, hot summers, or even snowy winters are no problem. Call D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth today to order your WeatherStrong outdoor cabinetry.
Hi, this is Doug. D&M Cabinets has provided quality cabinets for over 30 years. You can reach me at 989-479-9271 or stop in the shop at 5230 Purdy Road.
Final score from Harbor Beach in triple overtime. The Harbor Beach Pirates victorious over the Ubbly Bearcats. Couldn't get any closer than this one. Final score 28-26 after triple overtime. We'll have all the details coming up in just 4 minutes. Stay tuned to the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. Harbor Beach 28, Ubbly 26, triple overtime thriller in the backyard brawl.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our Ready Care clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Since Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick opened its doors, there's never been a better place to buy or lease a new Chevrolet or Buick. They stock an average of over 100 brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs on their spacious lot. Their generous trade-in allowances result in nice pre-owned and certified vehicles from local or regional drivers, maybe even someone you know. The word is spreading throughout the Thumb and mid-Michigan. Drive to the shore and save more at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit moreshoreline.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks, Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Midland. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie, Marketing Director. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our new mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. For more information on what Bayport State Bank can do for you, visit any office in Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, member FDIC and Equal Opportunity Lender.
Final score from Harbor Beach, the Pirates victorious. And they take out the Ubley Bearcats in triple overtime. Mind you, we'll get to all the details here in a second. Final score, Harbor Beach 28, Ubley 26. Now, Dave Hansen, one of the best games we've ever seen in our careers here at WLW Sports. Let's start right from the start. The first possession, Ubley marches down the field and...
Casey Sweeney. After a big penalty, a 10-yard penalty, no matter, Casey Sweeney runs it in on a 20-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion would fail. Harbor Beach would respond. Michael Anderson, 7-yard run for himself. No surprise, a two-point conversion would fail. And that would be the end of the first quarter. Harbor Beach 6, Ubley 6. At halftime, same score. No one was able to score in the second quarter. Harbor Beach Ubley still tied at 6. In the third quarter, Harbor Beach takes its first lead of the game as Michael Anderson throws a strike to Parker Yon, a 15-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion, no good. Harbor Beach, though, would lead at the end of the third quarter 12-6. Ethan Lemke, though, would cap off a 91-yard drive with a 2-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion would fail with 2 minutes and 52 seconds left in the game. Harbor Beach, though, forced a 3-and-out and punt, and an Ubley would send it into overtime. Tied at 12 apiece.
At 12 apiece here, as... Dave, we just had something very interesting here. We lost a microphone. We were not quite sure where our other microphone went there. So we'll track that down. But regardless, all right, so it's 12 apiece at the end of regulation. Let's go through each single possession here in overtime.
So the Bearcats would win the opening coin toss and elect to defend, which means you get 4 plays from the 10-yard line. Harbor Beach would score on the very first play from scrimmage in overtime, a 10-yard touchdown run by Devin Finkel right away on first down, punches it in, and believe it or not, the two-point conversion would be good. So Harbor Beach strikes first, gets the two-point conversion to go up 8. Ubley would have to respond. They do. 4th down and 1. Shane Ozentoski bowls his way into the end zone for a 1-yard touchdown run. Casey Sweeney would keep the two-point conversion for himself and just sneak it in the pylon here right by the sideline and force a round 2, double overtime. Ubley would have the ball first, stopped at the 1-yard line. They do not score after 4 plays, so all Harbor Beach need to do is find a way to score. Field goal, touchdown, doesn't matter. 3rd down, they go play action, and an interception as Michael Anderson throws it into triple coverage. Ethan Lemke picks it off, and we are going to triple overtime.